Hello, it's Pastor Stephen Anderson from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. Today I want to talk a little more about 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 14, where the Bible reads, "For ye, brethren, became followers of the churches of God, which in Judea are in Christ Jesus. For ye also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews, who both killed the Lord Jesus and their own prophets, and have persecuted us, and they please not God, and are contrary to all men." So according to this scripture, the Jews killed Jesus. A lot of people will try to say, no, it was the Romans who killed Jesus. Well, the Bible says that it was the Jews who killed Jesus in 1 Thessalonians 2. And a lot of people will get angry at you for just stating that simple fact. And they'll say that you're an anti-Semite and that you hate Jews and that you are a neo-Nazi or some crazy thing like that just for saying that the Jews killed Jesus. Now, I'm not saying that today's Jews killed Jesus because obviously they weren't around back then. This was 2,000 years ago. But back when this happened, the Jews are definitely the ones who killed Jesus. Now, I've heard some people who tried to say that the Romans did it, but then other people said, well, you can't really say that the Jews killed Jesus because it was just a few rulers. It was just the chief priests and the rulers that crucified him. Well, you can't blame the nation or the people themselves. Well, listen to what Acts chapter 3 says. Beginning in verse 14, it says, "But ye denied the Holy One," talking about Jesus, "and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life." So he says to them, "You killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I wot that through ignorance you did it, as did also your rulers." So if we look at this verse, it's clear that it was not just the rulers who did it. He said, "You did it," talking to the Jews in general, "as did also your rulers." If you read the context of Acts chapter 3, he was speaking to a group of many thousands of Jews. And he says, "You killed Jesus. You did it through ignorance, as did also your rulers," and he's given them the chance to repent, to basically change their mind. You know, they had rejected Christ in the past. They're being given another chance to now believe on Jesus Christ and not continue in their unbelief and rejection of the Lord. So this is not something hateful of Jews or to say that Jews cannot be saved, because a lot of the people in Acts chapter 3 did get saved. But it is a fact that the Jews are the ones that killed Jesus. And in fact, in the Talmud, the holy book of Judaism, they take credit for killing Jesus. They don't even mention that the Romans did it. They talk about themselves killing Jesus. So to sit there and say that you're an anti-Semite because you say that the Jews killed Jesus, you know, that's just a cop-out. Just whenever you can't handle biblical truth, you just play the race card and say it's about race. It's not about race. Judaism is a religion, not a race. And so countries like Canada and Germany have laws that you can't even say from the pulpit that the Jews killed Jesus. You can't even read these verses publicly without breaking the law. You know, that's ridiculous. And I'm never going to stop preaching what the Bible says in these scriptures, because, you know, we're to preach the whole word. And I'm not going to let somebody intimidate me from saying what the Bible says about the crucifixion of Jesus, that it was carried out by the Jews, and that they're the ones who were blamed all throughout the book of Acts, just because it's not popular, it's going to get me labeled an anti-Semite. I'm not an anti-Semite. I've said it over and over again that God has made all nations of the earth of one blood. So I don't think that there is any difference between the Jew and the Gentile. But the Jews killed Jesus.